Make a choice. We can either resolve to protect our temples of liberty, or we can go blindly along, believing that all is well. If we follow the latter course, we will someday find our liberties suddenly blacked out by the tyranny of a foreign dictator. Someday find our liberties suddenly blacked out by the tyranny of a foreign dictator.
Ανάγκη καστάρι, καπιταλιστή Αγγλία, Αμερική, Φράνση, ведут войну против России. Они мстят Советской рабочей крестьянской республике за то, что она свергла власть помещиков и капиталистов, и дала тем пример для всех народов Земли. Капиталисты Англии, Франции и Америки помогают деньгами и военными припасами русским помещикам, которые ведут против советской власти войска из Сибири, Дона, Северного Кавказа, желая восстановить власть царя, власть помещиков, власть капиталистов. Нет, этому не бывать. Красная армия схватилась, поднялась, погнала помещичьи войска и белогвардейских офицеров от Клоуни, отвоевала Лигу, отвоевала
подвижную
Украину.
As a result, they have ceased to think seriously about it. But the foes of America have much to say about it. They construe liberty as a license and clamor for even greater license. Liberty and license are as far apart as liberty and tyranny. License breeds tyranny. License breeds tyranny. License breeds tyranny. Forces have sought to obstruct our national preparedness campaign by proclaiming that the strengthening of our army and navy abrogates liberty. The communists, the bundsmen, and their allies of totalitarianism are seeking to weaken America's defense. These traitors who shout of liberty as they seek to destroy it, tell all young people that they should refuse to take up their country's arms. Americanism is on trial. Its real test lies in the ability of red-blooded Americans to meet and to defeat this fifth column of destruction.
Men with courage and vision can still determine their own destiny. They can choose slavery or freedom, war or peace. I have no doubt which they will choose. The treaty we are signing here today is evidence of the path they will follow. If there is anything certain today, if there is anything inevitable in the future, it is the will of the people of the world for freedom and for peace.
United States of America, or the world community of nations, can tolerate deliberate deception and offensive threats on the part of any nation, large or small. We no longer live in a world where only the actual firing of weapons represents a sufficient challenge to a nation's security to constitute maximum peril. Nuclear weapons are so destructive, and ballistic missiles are so swift, that any substantially increased possibility of their use or any sudden change in their deployment may well be regarded as a definite threat to peace. For many years, both the Soviet Union and the United States, recognizing this fact, have deployed strategic nuclear weapons with great care, never upsetting the precarious status quo, which ensured that these weapons would not be used in the absence of some vital challenge. Our own strategic missiles have never been transferred to the territory of any other nation under a cloak of secrecy and deception. And our history, unlike that of the Soviets until the end of World War II, demonstrates that we have no desire to dominate or conquer any other nation or impose our system on its people. Nevertheless, American citizens have become adjusted to living daily on the bullseye of Soviet missiles located inside the USSR or in submarines. or in submarines. In that sense, missiles in Cuba, and to an already clear and present danger. Although it should be noted, the nations of Latin America had never previously been subjected to a potential nuclear threat. But this secret, swift, extraordinary buildup of communist missiles in an area well known to have a special and historical relationship to the United States and the nations of the Western Hemisphere, in violation of Soviet assurances and in defiance of American and hemispheric policy, this sudden, clandestine decision to station strategic weapons for the first time outside of Soviet soil is a deliberately provocative and unjustified change in the status quo, which cannot be accepted by this country if our courage and our commitments are ever to be trusted again by either friend or foe. The 1930s taught us a clear lesson. Aggressive conduct, if allowed to go unchecked and unchallenged, ultimately leads to war. This nation is opposed to war. We are also true to our word. Our unswerving objective, therefore, must be to prevent the use of these missiles against this or any other country, and to secure their withdrawal or elimination from the Western Hemisphere. Our policy has been one of patience and restraint, as befits a peaceful and powerful nation which leads a worldwide alliance. We have been determined not to be diverted from our central concerns by mere irritants and fanatics. But now further action is required, and it is underway, and these actions may only be the beginning. We will not prematurely or unnecessarily risk the force of worldwide nuclear war, in which even the fruits of victory would be ashes in our mouth. But neither will we shrink from that risk at any time it must be faced. Acting, therefore, in the defense of our own security and of the entire Western Hemisphere, and under the authority entrusted to me by the Constitution, as endorsed by the resolution of the Congress, I have directed that the following initial steps be taken immediately. First,
mi tražimo da se najstrašnije sredstvo uništavanja, kao što su atomsko i drugo oružje strahovite razorne snage, stave van zakona. Mi tražimo da se u svijetu posudi i skine sa dnevnog reda rat kao sredstvo za rješavanje međunarodnih problema. Mi tražimo da se najstrašnije sredstvo uništavanja, kao što su atomsko i drugo oružje strahovite razorne snage, stave van zakona, da se ne upotrebljavaju kao ratno sredstvo. Mi tražimo da se narodi dogovore o razoružanju i da do razoružanja dođe. Jednom riječju, mi tražimo da se ostvari sve ono što je potrebno da bi se mogla osigurati jedna sasvim nova perspektiva za čovječanstvo. Čovječanstvo se danas nalazi na takvoj prekretnici da se na njega postavlja pitanje ili. ili će ponovno doći do jedne katastrofe koja bi mogla biti mnogo teža nego sve do sada. Ili da se pristupi jednom sasma novom kursu u međunarodnim odnosima, to jest da se spreči svaki rat, pa i svaka pomisleno rat. Jednom riječu, potrebno da dođemo u situaciju u kojoj ćemo govoriti samo o tome kako će se pojedine zemlje brže razvijati, znači one kojima je potrebno više ekonomske pomoći. Jer ako uzmemo obzir koliko se danas troši na ratna sredstva, jasno je da bi samo mali dio tih sredstava bio dovoljan da usrećemo sve narode u svijetu i da svima omogućimo da se razvijaju brže nego što je to danas. Thank you.
Thank you.